powerful California storm.
Very high winds, an awful lot of rain.
Concern grows in deadly missing family case.
Please, Danny, just drop the kids off, please.
More federal help for internet access.
This could mean very good things for a lot of school districts.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Thousands of sandbags have been filled, and now a powerful storm system, the worst in 5 years, is invading California. Kimmy Shibata is worried about flooding at her home near the Sacramento River.
It's a big storm, and so we're going to be ready. I think we've done all that we can.
CBS's Steve Futterman.
Forecasters say this will be a very powerful storm. There will be rain and snow and winds as strong as 80 miles an hour. Some areas could receive 8 inches or more of rain. Schools in San Francisco will be closed for the entire day.
Michelle Mead at the National Weather Service on how this will affect the state's drought.
It's a little drop. It's coming a big drop at one time, but in the drought capacity, it's a pretty small drop.
Ski resort areas in California could get up to 2 feet of snow. Parts of upstate New York and New England are digging out from about a foot of heavy snow. Tens of thousands are without power in Vermont. Now to Washington, where the clock is ticking and the effort to prevent a government shutdown is in the final hours. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
Eyeing the exits, members of the 113th Congress are wrestling with a massive bill to fund the government.
None of us have read it, and few of us really understand it.
New York Democrat Nita Lowey called for removal of provisions that ease regulation on risky bank trading and allow a huge increase in political party donations.
These provisions stack the deck for special interests against the middle class.
But North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox said it's all part of the compromise.
Nobody is completely happy.
Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
CIA Director John Brennan will say more today about the Senate report on harsh interrogations. Past CIA officials have been discrediting it, and terror groups have made new threats. CBS's Nancy Cordes talked to one of the architects of the CIA techniques.
He is one half of the contracting duo dubbed Dunbar and Swigert in the Senate report. We reached him by phone at his home outside Tampa, where he told us the report, drafted by the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, is one-sided.
What I personally believe is that there's some sort of a beef with the CIA.
The report's take on him is unflattering. Neither psychologist had any experience as an interrogator, nor did either have specialized knowledge of Al-Qaeda.
It's a stupid.
Why?
It's demonstrably false.
The report says it was Mitchell who first proposed 12 harsh tactics to the CIA, including facial slap, waterboard, and use of insects.
A missing persons case in Southern California has taken a deadly twist. Police in Montebello, east of Los Angeles, looking for a family, found a woman's body in the trunk of the family car. Still missing are the man, Danny Perez, and four of the couple's sons. Relatives are distraught.
Don't hurt them. Please, they're innocent. Don't do this. Please, Danny, just drop the kids off, please.
A fifth child is safe with grandparents. A friend of the woman who says she was gang raped at a University of Virginia frat house is calling details of the account in Rolling Stone magazine into question. Alex, who did not want his last name used, tells CBS News the reporter had an agenda and details in the story don't match the truth.
I don't recall her being visibly injured. You know, the sort of the bloodbath that was depicted crashing through a glass table. I don't recall that.
Since Rolling Stone backpedaled on the story last week, the university's been under pressure to lift a suspension on Greek life. In our continuing look at this country's race relations, a new CBS News poll finds sharp differences in the way whites and blacks view the police.
69% of whites said that police in their community do an excellent or pretty good job controlling crime. But that number dropped to 38% when you looked at the black respondents.
Jennifer DePinto of the CBS News survey unit says 82% of blacks were unhappy with grand jury decisions to not indict white officers in the deaths of black men in New York and Missouri. Police in Hong Kong have been removing barricades and tents from the main pro-democracy protest site all day today. Many protesters who've been active for weeks went home. Others were arrested. The NFL Players Union says it got no heads up from the league about its new personal conduct policy, and it's not clear whether it will mount a challenge. Commissioner Roger Goodell says a special counsel will handle investigations and a panel of experts will deal with appeals.
What we are looking to do is bring more voices to the table, more perspective, so that it was a fair, transparent open process.
Buck Goodell will have the final say on punishment. The league's been under fire for how it's handled high-profile cases involving Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. Some of what's come out in the wake of the recent data breach at Sony Pictures has been downright embarrassing.
In an email revealed by the hack attack, a powerful producer calls Angelina Jolie a minimally talented spoiled brat. The trove of personal information, from feuds to finances, that's being dumped on the internet is hurting Sony's reputation and could lead to lawsuits. Investigators think the cyber attack was launched from North Korea, perhaps in retaliation for this.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
A movie about an assassination attempt on Kim Jong-un. The film, called The Interview, is set to premiere tonight, but there will be no red carpet interviews. Sony's banning broadcast media from the event. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
The government's considering a major funding upgrade to get more schools on the internet. CBS's Barry Bagnato is in Washington.
It's called E-Rate, a program that funds internet connectivity in America's schools and libraries. Today, the FCC is expected to approve a major reboot, increasing funding by about 60%, a $1.5 billion infusion that'll cost you an extra 16 cents on your monthly phone bill. All students need high-speed internet, says Lucy Getman at the National School Boards Association.
So our citizens will be prepared to be effective in a global economy.
Some criticism, though. Noelle Ellerson of the School Superintendents Association urges the FCC to rework one controversial rule change.
You will have rural communities, schools, and libraries that will stop receiving a discount, and that's a burden.
And funding is being phased out for old school services such as telephone and pagers. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's a new day in Detroit. The city has emerged from bankruptcy. Billions in debt was restructured. Your surgeon may be top-notch, but does he or she know all the words to the song? CBS's Bill Whitney explains.
Operating rooms are rocking. A study in the British Medical Journal finds nearly three-quarters of surgeons do their work to music. Hospital staffers say it reduces stress and improves their efficiency. Some of the most popular songs... Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, Smooth Operator by Sade, and Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. The journal also names tunes that are not appropriate for surgery, including Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. and this Queen classic. Another one bites the dust. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Get them while you can. Eight offerings are coming off the McDonald's menu under the fast food giant's overhaul plan. No details on exactly what. Trying to stem the tide of falling sales, McDonald's is also reviewing cooking methods and might change some ingredients. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.